It was 1942, perhaps. 42. I'm a young person. Immature person. Immature. Knowing nothing about the world, about the situation. Nothing. So, I was not able to adjust with my surrounding. So I went to Himalaya, to Ganga, here and there. And then I went to Lahore. It is before partition. Before partition. There was a train from Shahganj to Lahore at that time. Shahganj was nearest station for me. So I boarded that train in Shahganj. And perhaps of traveling after more than 12 hours, I reached to Lahore station. At that time, I was like a mad person, mad. Because in Lahore, there was no one. I was alone. That single person knows me. I was standing on the station, railway station, and there was railway engine in shunting. So I wanted to jump and suicide. But suddenly, someone, although physically he was not there, physically there was no person, but psychologically or any appears someone who caught me from my bike. Although there was no physical person, but psychologically there was there. Then I went out the railway station and there was a man. His name was Mr. Qureshi. Full name I don't remember, but his name is Qureshi. And he said that, come with me. Although he was quite a stage for me. And he, kya kahenge apne ghar jaise ek room tha, sirf ek room ghar.
He took Maulana to his one room house.
Without bath, without kitchen. So I stayed over there 15 days with him. He was a poor man. He was not able to give me any money. I was moneyless person at that time. So he took me in Lahore. There was a Hindu, Leela Raman's son. There was a big tailoring shop at the first story, not a ground story, first story, B. Leela Raman's son. So he, kya kahenge bhai, usko le gaya wahan?
I took Maulana there.
So that person, B. Leela Raman, perhaps very wise aadmi, wise person. So after seeing me, he said that this boy is, usne kaha tha ki kisi achhe family ka aadmi hai aur ye bag karaya hai. Perhaps he belongs to very noble family. And at that time I was penniless. So B. Leela Raman said to Mr. Qureshi that I give you money and send him to his hometown. In Lahore, there is no place for him. So then I returned back by the ticket given me to by B. Leela Raman. So this person, Mr. Qureshi, was himself a poor person. He cannot afford my return journey. My return journey was arranged by B. Leela Raman. So this was very strange experience for me. I realized there is someone who is washing me. And according to his planning, he don't want me to destroy. He want me to utilize. So this was the first experience that make me believe that there is a God, there is a Creator, there is a Lord. Then there were some events, and after that I started my mission. My mission. It is 1950. At that time was quite immature. But in real sense, I started my mission in Delhi in 1976. Before 1976, there were some events, but that was a preliminary period. I started my mission in real sense in 1976, and at that time, I started a periodical in Urdu. That was Ar-Risala. Ar-Risala means the message. The message. But this was very, very discouraging plan for me. Everyone was saying that, what you are doing? Your periodical will fail. It's doomed to failure. So all, including my family, everyone was against this initiative. So then, one day, I make dua. Oh God, for what you treated me? I am not interested in business, in job, in money. I am interested in some mission. By nature, I am a mission. But I have no resource. I am a resourceless person. So why you treated me? And you treated me as a man of vision. I have no interest in anything, in fame, in money, in house, in job, in business. Even today, I have no interest. My only interest was to do something as a mission in the way of truth. But when I wanted to start my mission, then everyone was against me. They said that it costs a lot of money. You are a moneyless person. At that time, literally I was penniless, homeless, friendless in 1976. Then, in the night, I saw a dream that there is a either it was goat or cow. Either it was a cow or goat. So I wanted to
take out milk.
And there were some people who said who ridiculed me. Because it was a dry cow. So they ridiculed me. But I
but Maulana did not speak, so you wanted to take out milk from that cow. He wanted to take out milk from that cow, which was dry.
Yeah.
But people were ridiculing him because it was a dry cow. But he did not listen to them. He went there and he started taking out milk from
the cow. So, what happened? Uska thann ko pata nahi kya kahenge. Thann kahenge ek balti thi, ek bada tub. دودھ نکلنے لگا اور اتنا نکلا تھا کہ وہ بھر کے دودھ بنے لگا
اینڈ ان دی ڈریم ہی سو دیٹ ہی واز ایبل ٹو ٹیک آؤٹ سو مچ ملک فرام دیٹ ڈرائی کاؤ دیٹ دی بکٹ واز فل اینڈ اسٹارٹ اوور فلوئنگ
دس گیو می ا کنوکشن آلدو دی سچویشن واز ویری بیڈ لٹرلی آئی واز money less, homeless, friendless. But this dream gave me conviction that God is with me. That there is a God and He is with me. And now I can say that it was a true dream. I started with zero. Now my mission is the international mission. The whole world is my span. And there are so many people, many people who know me, who value me, who are with me. This is my story in short. Then there are so many experiences. So now I can say that I am convinced that there is Creator. He created me intentionally and created me for a purpose. Also He is with me. He provides His help. And by His help, I am running this mission. Although even today, I have nothing. But there are so many people with me.